Morning, gems. How are we doing today? You guys look good. Huh? Good, that's good. Our team has it too. The disease going around lately. Okay, good, thanks. Yeah. Well, I think it has the potential to be longer. I haven't checked on them today, so I can't say, you know. We're hoping Thursday. That's, you know. If I knew it would be a week, I would have said last week it would have been a week, then I wouldn't have had to answer the question every day. It would have made my life easier, so I'm certainly not trying to string you along because I just create more problems. I have to answer that question every day, so I'll continue to answer it until I put a better number on it. You know, so it is day to day. We're hoping Thursday.
And will Farrell stay in the lineup tonight? Or?
Yes, Farrell will stay in the lineup tonight.
Any other changes to your lineup?
No.
Who have you counted on to kind of replace what Tozier brings for this last stretch here?
Well, you know, Jones has been the guy that kind of goes in there. I mean, and other guys have stepped up to play different roles. Like Zach's a power play guy, so. You know, we've had Burmistroff at the back. We've had Stapleton at the back take those minutes. But it creates other issues as well. And, like, you know, we can use other guys back there, but we choose to use two forwards. And that's sometimes, you know, because then what do you do? Do you put Enstrom and Bufflin together? Well, if you put them together, the other two is two forwards. So how do you do that? So it creates other issues, and you just try to get by and manage it. Or do you play with three? You know, but the guy that's taken the minutes, the majority of Zach's minutes, or replaced him in the lineup has been Jones. And he's been good. You know, he moves the puck well. He's a veteran guy. He's been ready to go. His attitude's been good. He hasn't complained, you know, because he's a guy that realistically he's sat out games, but he's a guy that can play in the top six very easily, you know. So you feel for those guys, and we've had those conversations, but. He's done a real nice job, you know. And then on that side of it, you have a guy like Mark Flood that also has played real well for us and has not played in 5 or 6 weeks, so that gets long too. So, but I think if Mark had the choice, he'd rather be here than be somewhere else, you know, at another level. So, you know, but all we ask of a guy, of the guys that don't play, is that their attitude remain positive and good and try and keep, you know, it's not something we want to do by design, by choice, so. Well, I know, but the part of that is the expectation that you put on them, and something we talked about early in the year, you know, is the attitude that you have in the room. We want to try to play the 20 guys we deem to be the 20 players that play. That doesn't mean that the guys that are not playing are bad players or bad attitudes or just, it's just the way it is. It's not a personal thing. It's not because you don't like them any less than the other guys. It's just the way it is. Whether it's the opponent you're playing, you're putting in different people. And so that's how the process starts. So you hope that they don't drag people down, and that's what you ask of them. And then you have to monitor and make sure that they don't, because that becomes not a very good situation if that happens. Yeah, I did consider using Buff, and if you look last game, he parked himself in front of the net there, which, you know, gave me a little bit of anxiety there. I had heart palpitations when that was happening because I thought, if you're up there, who's back? Because we had him and Stapleton, I think, together, and I thought, well, you're net front. That means Stapleton and who? It was Stapleton and Wheeler that were on the back of it, and I thought, okay, this is interesting, you know. You know, and I can't remember the score of the game at that time. But, yeah, I did consider that, and that has been brought up to me in the last 10 days. And my question to whoever brought it up was, if I put him up front, who am I putting out back, you know, in the back? Then the other question is that can we not find somebody else to do that job in the front of the net, you know?
Not like him.
Well, maybe not like him, no, because he's got, you know, he's a big man and he's got really good hands and he finds the puck and he's hard to move and he's really hard for the goalie to look around. So that's something we've looked at and it's not that we're not going to continue, we're not going to try it anymore. Yeah, we've talked about it. We've talked about it, talked to him, to the team as well. No, I don't think he's opposed to it, you know. I think he'll do what's necessary for the team. You know, and he's good on the blue line. He shoots the puck a ton, and he finds people quickly. So it's not like he's not good on the blue line and you need him in front of the net. He's good in both areas. So.
You probably wouldn't do that with Bogosian. Is that fair?
Right. I'd need 3Ds back there to be comfortable, probably, you know. Depends how bad the power play gets or whatever, you know. But I don't think the power play problems stem from net front. That isn't necessarily the only issue. There are other things there that we need to be better at, and we know what they are. You know, I'm not getting too involved in third, eighth, whatever, you know. Like, I'm trying to focus on the task. We talked about that yesterday. I'm trying to focus on the task. To me, it's Philly. If we can win, we're 2 points better in the standings. And if it ends up being – other teams have so many games in hand right now that it's hard to really get a real measuring stick on where we would go. I just want to continue winning. I want to continue playing well. I want to just focus on – beaten Philadelphia. That's our opponent today, and that's it. The other stuff with where we can end up and all that stuff, I don't want to get into that. I don't even want to, personally, I don't even want to discuss it. I'd rather just focus on the game. And, you know, where we all sit, you know, what we're able and capable of doing, I think we're capable of doing some good things if we continue to play well. That's pretty much it. So I'd like to focus more on playing 60 minutes, defending well, playing hard for each other, which is what has led to some success that we've had. You know, I don't want to be fooled by the illusion that we're going to score 5 and 6 goals a game. That certainly concerns me. But, you know, our team has shown that we can defend well, so we have to continue down that road.
What do you think you watch for from your team in terms of seeing how they're grasping
Well, that's a good question, because some days you do it in practice and you see the usually it's all together. It works. It's the way you work. It's the way you conduct yourself. It's your not only professionalism, but it's your focus and it's your attitude. It's everything and how you conduct yourself. You start to expect to win. You start to practice like it. Then you see it in the games. It all fits together, you know. But we've been a little bit up and down. So what I look for more is what's happening in the games, because we don't practice that much anymore. So there's some indicators that bother me, that things I look at that bother me, that I say, I don't like this too much right now. So, but there are some things in games that I look at, and they would be more of the same stuff. It's the checking, it's the team related things, the things that are selfless, like that are more related to the team, because things like the indicators that would go south for me would be players taking high risk and cheating on the wrong side of pucks and cheating a lot of places, and how many players, who are they, why are they, and you know, those would be the indicators. When we were in Pittsburgh and we lost 8-5, we had everybody do it, and I didn't know why everybody did it. I can see it sometimes with 3 or 4 or 5 guys, but not everybody. So that was a real indicator. And there was no let-up. It was like that for 60 minutes, which is really odd. We haven't seen that in a while. So those were some indicators for me.
During the game, if that happens, is it you that addresses that immediately, or does your leadership group have to take part in that as well? And say to the guy,
yeah. Well, that's a good question, because it depends what time of year it is. Early in October, November, December, I would be addressing it more, but I've had to address some of those issues longer than I like, but it's because it's the first year together with the players. But I think the players are taking way more responsibility now, and I think that they're recognizing that. I don't have to mention too much now this last couple of weeks, so it's been really good from that standpoint, and I think they understand that they want to try to stay on task, and so they are aware of those things. And it gets old if you're in February and the coach is still barking like he was in October, November. That gets old, and you have to be careful they don't just turn you off. And I'm always cognizant of that. So, you know, I think our players are good right now. We're in a good place. We have to continue, but we're in a pretty good place from all that stuff, leadership and all that stuff, recognizing what we are, what we got. And we're at home, and it's what's helping us because we're having some success here. We want to, when I said this yesterday, we want to carry that into the road, but we're not on the road for a while. So if we can build this up right now, this is a good thing for us, I think.
Had success against Philadelphia. How would you like to see this game unfold tonight?
Well, the success against Philadelphia, you know, is interesting. We have had success. We've played, I wouldn't say three different games, but certainly two different games. We played the high-scoring 9-8 game. The 6-4 game was, again, high-scoring. That's a game that I don't want to get into against Philly. They can play that game, and they ended up on the wrong side of it. The 1-1 game or the lower game for us where we check has got to be the one that I feel more comfortable with, and I think we have to recognize that we don't want to get in a horse race here against these guys. This is a team that could really hurt you. If you play loose from a checking standpoint, you're going to end up on the wrong side of the game. So we have to tighten up defensively and play a good sound game, and hopefully again with four lines. And I trust all our players with our four lines and our 6Ds and our two goalies, so we're going to try and play it fairly close to the vest. I don't want to get in a shootout against these guys, a shootout situation as in 6-5 or whatever, that type of game, not literally shootout.
Hey guys.
Thanks, guys.